Hi, I'm Finty Williams.
And I'm John McKeown, and we'd like to welcome you to our podcast series, The Wagon.
Every week we're joined in the studio by a guest who, like us, has experienced firsthand the struggles of addiction, whether that be alcohol or drugs or anything that we find hard to say no to.
From my first time drinking, I already didn't drink like other people because other people would drink and feel a bit sick and stop, whereas I would drink, feel a bit sick, sometimes be sick and carry on drinking.
Alcohol is the only drug we have to apologise for not taking.
So his whole day from 8 o'clock to 8:30 at night would be football, right through. Then he'd get back to his hotel room, and that's when the demon started.
I was just so frightened about the thought of not drinking. Not because I like the taste of alcohol, although tequila used to kind of, you know, make me fairly sparkly. But it was just for that fact that once you put that down, then you have to face up to the horror and the carnage and the hurt that you have caused people that in your right mind you would never, ever do.
Quite quickly, I was trying whatever was around, you know. Do you want one of these? Yeah, I'll have two, thanks. You know, and it's not until, obviously, I got sort of into my sort of recovery that I look back and think, God, I was just like, I had an appetite for getting off my head.
Really, in a world of self-hatred, you know, like I found something which changed the way I felt, and actually people liked me, and I liked being around people, which was a new feeling for me, and I liked being at that position in a party where I could kind of control things, and I was the guy that people liked to hang out with or drink with, you know, and that went on for a while until that became the complete opposite, where people didn't want me around, people didn't want me to party with them, they definitely didn't want to drink with me.
If you have a binge and you turn your phone off and you're out for 2 days, you've got 25 calls from the missus and, you know, you've missed you're going to be doing a voiceover, whatever. With the gambling, you go in there, you lose it, boom, 400 quid, and I'll be eating my dinner thinking, I lost 500 quid today. Do you know what I mean? And it's very dangerous, I think, especially with the online stuff now. And I would meet all these people and they go, oh, I do a bit of poker online now. I do all right. And I'm thinking, everyone's doing all right. Someone's got to be losing.
I downed the glass of champagne in one go. I ran across the room. I grabbed the champagne bottle out of the ice bucket. I then came back, put my finger in the champagne flute, poured the champagne over my finger so it wouldn't effervesce over the top. I licked my finger, put the glass back down, put the bottle back in the bucket, sat back down in the chair and picked up a newspaper as if nothing had happened.
For God's sake, you know. Every time I look at you, you just look like this weak, injured bird. You're actually a really powerful woman. Sit up. Like, stop letting, you know, people will respond to you the way that the energy that you're putting out. And it's like, oh, okay, sit up, you know, yeah. Fold your arms and be pretty tough, because that's what you are. You know, you're still here. You've managed to withstand this. All right, we can move forward.
That's The Wagon.
Available on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you find your favourite podcasts.